Chapter 9. Context, not control.
Most people know about managing and taking control. The manager agrees and manages new projects and team decisions. Sometimes she tells teams what to do and checks that they do it. Sometimes she puts control processes in place. Many managers use control processes to allow employees to do a task as they choose, but they still check what gets done, when, and how well. Managing with context is more difficult, but it allows employees to feel much freer. You give your team all the information they need to make great decisions and achieve their work. You don't check or control what they do. It's good for employees because they learn to make decisions on their own. But managing with context won't work if you don't have high talent density. So the first question you need to answer is, what is the talent density of my employees? If your employees are finding work difficult, you'll need to check that they're making the right decisions. If you've got a group of high performers, they'll want to be free. They'll do well if you manage with context. But deciding to manage with context or control isn't just about talent density. You also have to think about the business you're in and what you're trying to achieve. The second question is this: is it more important to avoid mistakes or to innovate? If avoiding mistakes and keeping people safe is more important for a hospital or a company making airplanes, then managing by control is best. But if you're a company that is selling and innovating, maybe making clothes or running a restaurant, it's different. If a mistake isn't dangerous, then managing with context is best.
To manage with context, the third thing you need is to work in a loosely coupled system. This idea comes from my world of engineering. A tightly coupled system is one in which many parts work together closely. If you want to change just one part, you have to go back and start again, which completely changes the system. In a loosely coupled system, very few parts work closely together. So you can change one part without changing everything. Software engineers like loose coupling because it's flexible. They can change different parts without anything happening to the other parts. Organizations are a bit like computer programs. When a company is tightly coupled, big decisions get made by the top manager and everybody follows. So different parts of the business work closely together. If there's a problem in one area, it has to go back to the manager responsible for all areas. In a loosely coupled company, one manager or employee is free to make decisions or find answers to problems without touching other areas of the business. If the managers in your company have always managed with control, you develop a tightly coupled system. You may find that you can't manage employees with context. All the important decisions get made at the top. If you wish to give your employees decision-making power, you can't. This is because anything important has to be agreed by your manager and by her manager. You may have to work with the top managers in the company to change the organization completely before trying to manage your team with context. If you don't do this, managing with context may be impossible. It should be clear by now that at Netflix, we have a loosely coupled system. Decision-making is shared, and we have few central control processes, rules, or ways of doing things. This allows employees to be free, gives each team greater flexibility, and decision-making is faster across the company. It's important to avoid central decision-making and allow areas of the business to work on their own. Then, you get loose coupling right from the start. It's harder to change this later. Tight coupling in an organization means that it's easy to plan and make changes across the company. With loose coupling, it's much harder to do that. This brings us to the fourth and final thing you need for managing with context.
If loose coupling is to work well, with big decisions made by different people, then the manager and the employees must be aligned with the direction of the company. Loose coupling works only if there's a clear context that is shared between the manager and the team. So employees make decisions that help achieve the same things as all of the organization is trying to do. At Netflix, they say they are highly aligned, loosely coupled. In large companies, there are lots of different managers, which makes creating alignment more difficult.
I use different ways for creating context across the company, most importantly through meetings. A few times a year, we bring together all the company managers from around the world, the top 10 to 15% of people. The plan is to see that all managers across the company are completely aligned on the direction that we're moving. We don't need to be aligned on how each area is going to get there, but we do need to be sure that we're all moving in the same direction. Before and after these meetings, all our employees can read information explaining everything we share. Between the meetings, I hold one-on-one meetings to understand how aligned we really are and where we need more context. I have 750 hours of one-on-one meetings with top managers every year. When Netflix was smaller, I met with each person more often, but I still spend about 25% of my time each year in these meetings. These one-on-one meetings help me to better understand the context in which our employees are working. They also show me areas where management isn't aligned. Then I can look at these areas before the next meetings.
Alignment is a tree. In most organizations, decisions come from the top down. But at Netflix, as we've seen, the person who knows most makes the decision, not the manager. The manager's job is to create the context that allows the team to make the best decisions for the organization. It works like a tree, with the company manager sitting at the bottom of the tree and the person making the decisions at the top.